You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
Thank you, Zeb Brenner and Talkline Communications. It's Tuesday night, our new time, but this is The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Thank you so much. I really want to thank Zeb Brenner, Talkline Communications, for making this happen on a weekly basis. We are the one, the only kosher foodie radio show on the radio. And thank you for tuning in. We talk about anything and everything kosher, bringing kosher to the masses in a fun, filled way. Yes, we do. I am your host, Kosher Guru. And team Kosher Guru is, of course, David Mossberg, our CEO, our CFO, Dovi Weider, and of course, the one, the only, the very and uber talented man himself, Yossi Spielberg Axelrod. And we actually have a new addition that just joined our team, Mr. Avi Lang, and I will update everybody really, really soon on what Avi Lang will be bringing to the table and helping us with over at Team Kosher Guru. But first and foremost, who we are. Team Kosher Guru is the leading marketing and media company in the kosher Jewish market. We help everybody from restaurants to events to organizations to products to companies to people who want to create and bring something to market but need that know-how, need the help. We are here to help your creation become a reality. And of course, God willing, with Hashem's help, a successful reality at that. That is who and what we do. Indeed, on so many levels. Of course, you could check us out at www.thekosherguru.com. Click on the consulting tab and you'll see and read all about who and what we are. And yes, if you do go to the website, we're going to tell you a little bit about what you're seeing very, very soon, as it's some exciting news we're about to drop tonight. And of course, you could email me at guru@thekosherguru.com. That's guru@thekosherguru.com. I love getting all of your emails as I read them. So many questions come in, so much help. People have restaurant questions, locations, questions if something is kosher. I have a panel of rabbinical coordinators, mashgichim, and rabbis all around the country that I consult with on a daily basis to get answers to all those questions coming in. Just anything and everything. We are here for you, and we love what we do. You'll never work a day in your life if you love what you do. Yes, it's a very, very famous saying, and I live by it daily. Please make sure to follow us all over social media. The one that Spielberg loves the most and always tells me to mention first is YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Kosher Guru. We have almost 500 subscribers. And in about a year and a half, we have almost 70,000 views of all of our fun, educational, and great, great videos. There are so many videos, from restaurant videos to educational videos, Dvar Torahs, events that we've been to. Really, really cool stuff. Take a look at it. We make some videos for some of our clients regarding their products. Really fun and exciting. Great stuff to share. That is Kosher Guru on YouTube. Of course, on Snapchat, at Kosher Guru. We snap away sometimes. Instagram, one of my favorite platforms to use, at Kosher Guru. We have so many followers. We do so much as the premier royal kosher blogger out there. We are it. Make sure you follow, stay informed, and enjoy the journey. Facebook, we have a great Facebook group, Kosher Gurus, Kosher Nation. Almost 6,700 followers, members of the group, and we are growing weekly. So many people post away their blog posts, their recipes, questions, events, community events all around the world. They're their recent outing to restaurants. There is so much to talk about, write about, post about. It is what we do on a daily basis, and we love it. Of course, we have our Kosher Guru page on Facebook. Please make sure that you like our page, Kosher Guru. We have so many great posts, and we post, I don't want to say daily, but weekly, with many posts and updates, and it's just great. Of course, on Twitter, at The Kosher Guru. And when you do tweet us, and we're using Twitter more and more now, getting the hang of it, to use hashtag DoYouGuru to join our pet peeves conversation. Everybody loves emailing in and talking about the pet peeves conversation on a weekly basis. So much to talk about, so much to do, so many pet peeves that we have to clean up out there. Why are there so many issues? Guys, get your act together. But I'm sure eventually we will. We always try to do our best, and that's what counts. Always trying, always winning. Yes, indeed. Indeed. Is there any... Oh, our blog. Yes. Before, how can I forget? www.thekosherguru.com. Take a look at our blog. And that's where Mr. Avi Lang himself comes in. Mr. Avi Lang has joined us and is helping create an amazing website. He took the website, reined it in under his control, and is creating a beautiful place for posts, for links, marketing ideas. All of our videos will be there. My weekly articles in Omni. I am a weekly journalist. Yes, I am part of the press. Media, indeed. I have a great article weekly in the food section of Omni magazine, which is called The Whisk. We're going to start displaying those. Can't do it that week, because you got to go in and buy Omni, of course. Just like you must listen to Talkline Communications with Zev Brenner, because where else are you going to find Kosher Guru? Indeed. So Avi Lang, welcome aboard. Thank you so much for joining our team. Avi Lang will be creating and doing so much on our website. So keep checking back daily as he updates the website on a daily basis, as it's growing to be a beautiful, beautiful website. And if you do want to advertise on our website and be part of Guru Nation, please email Avi at thekosherguru.com. That is Avi, A-V-I, at thekosherguru.com. He will answer all of your questions. He will help you out. If you have any links or events you want to put up on our page, he'll send you any marketing materials that you need or request. He's a real mensch and part of Team Kosher Guru. Now, let's get into it. Okay, so earlier today, we're going to start off with our pet peeves. Earlier today, I was at the Javits Center. It's a Javits Center for a conference for Salesforce. Salesforce is a CRM that is actually owned by Oracle, one of the largest computer companies out there, we'll call it. I think they are. I know they're very, very large. I'm not going to get into a debate who's largest, who's not, so on and so forth. Google it. They're very, very big. So Salesforce, and I'm using it for a lot of my customers, one in particular for all my customers. So trying to learn more about Salesforce and seeing what other apps they have and just to understand it a lot more. So I was at the Javits Center in the city, took a train into the city, enjoyed, before I came up to the studio, enjoyed a beautiful time there, and lunch. Kosher boxed lunches. Let's talk about it. So first of all, I do want to thank Salesforce for providing kosher food. I actually think it's B&H Photo who sent a lot of people to the conference that was responsible for organizing the kosher food with the Javits Center and Salesforce. So thank you very much for the people at B&H Photo who were able to hook us up with kosher food. Thank you. Okay, so here's the pet peeve. You could do so much in today's time. You really, really can. Having TV dinners, we'll call them, or kosher prepackaged, triple-wrapped meals should not be terrible. I think my salad went to the mikveh more than other people that I know. It was so brown, so drenched, so waterlogged, wasn't even crunchy. It was kind of disgusting. Guys, come on, there's ways to wrap things. There's ways to do things. in today's day and age. Although I do have to say, the short ribs, the boneless short ribs, like a barbecue beef, and the sauce was like out of a jar, out of a can, no love to it. Yeah, well, it was actually good. Can't complain on that. But the salad, guys, there's ways to package. You couldn't even open it up. You couldn't even open it with the plastic knife that they gave you, the fork. It's flying all over the place. We're at the Javits Center. Everyone's watching us open up our salads. We're throwing them, turning them over, not sure what to do. All in all, it was a good meal. I'm not going to say no. But that salad, packaging on kosher prepared foods have come a long way. But some companies, penny-wise, pound-foolish, will say, guys, it's an experience. Companies are paying a lot of money for those kosher meals. They're paying you a lot of money. Everyone down the line is making good percentages off of it. Don't tell me they're not. We could debate this, and I shall win the debate. Yes, I shall. And you know what? It was lacking. Could be better. Yes, could be better. And if anyone's out there, I know that there's great companies that do a lot of kosher prepackaged meals to hotels, to events, to trade shows. I know there's a lot that do great, great jobs. I don't want to out anybody. I don't want to mention anyone by name and insult anybody else in case I leave anybody off by accident. But it can be better. There's so much great packaging out there. Do your research. Present a beautiful meal to people who are already having to open double wrapped and wrap meals and containers. You know what? Let's not talk about the salad visiting the mikveh because it was so waterlogged and so brown that it really wasn't even edible. But I think anyone out there who's listening and in the industry could really, really do better. Learn from this. People do want to have a good experience when they go to these shows or events or places and have to have kosher food. I say have to because, listen, we're hungry. We got to eat. We're on our feet all day, walking to conferences, learning, doing things. Would be nice. Yes, indeed. Well, anyway, let's move on. As I think I beat that up enough. Yeah. Hope you're not upset and you know who you are. Anyway, getting back to our show at hand. Happy birthday, Israel. Yom Huledet Sameach, Medinat Eretz Yisrael. Today we celebrated Yom Ha'atzma'ut. My kids at Hafter had a beautiful program. They really, really put out a beautiful program. But today is Yom Ha'atzma'ut. Happy 69th birthday, Eretz Yisrael. The other day was Yom HaZikaron, one of the saddest days our nation faces. I want to thank, I wrote so much on social media about this. I don't want to pour my heart out right now again. I started crying, but yes, I do wish I was in Israel celebrating. I still remember the years and times that I spent Yom HaZikaron, Yom Ha'atzmaut, and even Yom Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael, and Yom Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. What an experience. If anybody is listening via the web right now, and you're in Israel for Yom Yerushalayim, please make sure, if you're in, you know, seminary, yeshiva, there's so much that happens on Yom Yerushalayim in Israel. It's an amazing time, an amazing experience. Make sure you experience it. But getting back to Yom Ha'atzma'ut, today at Pitopia, and still going on till they close, or actually they might have closed already, Pitopia, my good friend Kevin Conan at Pitopia, and now Buffalo To Go, had 69-cent whole falafels in honor of Israel's 69th birthday with your order of wings. I want to say thank you so much. But above and beyond that, last night was media night and blogger night at Buffalo To Go, the all-new restaurant that Kevin Conan has put into the Pitopia location on 34th Street, 369 West 34th Street by 9th Avenue. It's with Chef Quincy Drakeford, kosher Buffalo King Master himself. It was amazing. It was great. The event was great. We had such a great night last night. If anyone is in that area, it's across the street from B&H Photo. If you work at B&H Photo, go to B&H Photo in that area. They do deliver all over Manhattan. The best kosher Buffalo wings I've ever had. Now, I've only had kosher buffalo wings, of course, but these are the best. The wings, the sauces, everything about the experience was insane. Chef Quincy Drakeford really, really cares about what he does, what he puts into it, and I'm so happy that they're open and they're there. Check them out. It's great. We are heading into a little bit of overtime right now, so we're going to take a brief break and hear a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yom Huledet Sameach, Eretz Yisrael. I'll be right back. Thank you so much. Kosher Guru on The Nash. Holy cow, Glatt Kosher charcuterie and sausages, creators of wide variety of handcrafted meat and poultry charcuterie products, marketed under the Holy Cow and Shtetl name. Beautiful, gourmet, Glatt Kosher under the Star K. Look for it today in your local supermarket's meat and poultry section or ask for it by name.
This is Jay Booksbaum, usually from the Grapevine, but here this week talking about MASK and their weekend on May 5th and 6th. Be sure to support them and call them and make reservations. It's a great, great weekend. Rahama, give them the contact information.
MASK, 718-758-0400. You can contact me at Rahama, R-U-C-H-A-M-A, at maskparents.org, maskparents.org. This Shabbaton, Jay, you'll be joining us with your lovely wife. We will have guest speakers. It's a Shabbaton of chizuk, of song, of dance, just to give strength to parents that are struggling with any family member, have gone through it, or are going through it. There will be separate seating if you want. There's accommodations available. There will be men separate and women separate programs. There are going to be rabbis that are going to be announced. Our schedule after Pesach on our Family Matters show. Talk line communications every Thursday night from 9 to 10, 6:20 a.m. Thank you.
And we're back to the Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Thank you so much, Holy Cow Crafted Charcuterie and Sausages, for sponsoring this segment of the show. You guys are amazing. And as I've been seeing firsthand all the behind-the-scenes samplings and tastings and information and news, I cannot wait till you guys hit the market, because I know you're going to be amazing. Stay tuned for the first ever retail amazing charcuteries. Their sausages back on the shelves coming very, very soon, as they are in the process of building out a beautiful state-of-the-art USDA compliant plant in New Jersey, and it is looking fantastic. Yes, I am waiting so much. I hope it's out in time for the summertime grilling barbecue season, as I cannot wait to taste it and try it. One experience I'd love to talk about this week where I am just really, really amazed at the experience, and it was such an amazing experience, and I really, really want to thank fellow kosher foodie, our CEO David Mossberg, for arranging the trip, for taking us there. We got a private room. Mashkiach Ephraim was our MC and tour guide on the event. He was able to stay with us and really help us out the entire evening, from the ordering to the language barrier. Yes, we went to Damikale. Damikale is a Bukharian restaurant. They also have the Damikale Elagio, which I was actually a guest at a wedding there. It's in Queens, all the way down Queens Boulevard. It was a great experience, really, really great experience. But this was Damikale. We went with our team, Team Kosher Guru. Unfortunately, Spielberg was not there, but he was celebrating a beautiful milestone. His oldest Bachor made a Siyum in some Masechta tractate of the Talmud Gemara in Brooklyn. I'm sorry that we were not able to be there. But Mazel Tov to the Axelrod and Zoller family. You guys rock. Yossi, you know what I'm talking about. Hi, Effie. So, getting back to Damikale, we went in, and I'm telling you, we were transported back to Uzbekistan, like, which is the Bukharian area, and a lot of the food that comes from that region, I guess it's all called Bukharia. There's a few other, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, a few others. I don't know all the geographical exact countries and locations, but it was fantastic. The food kept coming and coming. You walk in, you're greeted by a hostess. Depending on the size of your party, they have about almost 10 different private rooms that you can go to. You sit down. The decor in the rooms is of the Uzbek nation, going back to Uzbekistan. It was beautiful. I'm telling you, beautiful. The food, the kebabs. We had liver kebabs, sweetbread kebabs, lamb kebabs, skirt steak kebabs. The food just kept coming and coming and coming, and it was delicious. Salads, dumplings, we're going to call pierogies. Some of the most delicious food that I've had of Bukharian flair. And I highly recommend. So many people go to other restaurants in Queens and talk about various ethnic restaurants, but you gotta try Don Mikhail. It's on Queens Boulevard. This is not a sponsored post. They did not give us a free meal. They didn't even give us dessert, because the only dessert they had there was watermelon, and they were very honest that it wasn't in season yet, so there was no real desserts, although I'm not really sure what Bukharian desserts are, but I would have loved to have enjoyed some of them, and maybe next time I will get to experience it. But the trip was fantastic. Actually, our fifth wheel of the evening was Shlomo Klein of Joy of Kosher magazine. He joined us as he's looking to do more ethnic articles coming up, and hopefully he will feature Don Mikhail, which it was just a beautiful meal from all the salads. This eggplant dish, roasted eggplant with tahina, was delicious. We had to order another one. It was just so good, so delicious. Really, really good. I was so amazed by it. Beyond amazed. It was great. So, like I said, check it out. Bukharian dishes, really, really authentic. You will be blown away by it, indeed. And thank me later, especially if you're going to trek to Queens to go anywhere, go to Don Mikhail. Check them out. You can tell them the Kosher Guru is saying it, but they probably might not understand what you're saying because there was a language barrier. We had to do a lot of pointing. There were lots of Heimish people there that evening. Ashkenazim, Sephardim, everybody getting along, enjoying the food. It was delicious. And of course, it's that time of week again where I start planning my Shabbos shopping and what I'm going to get and all my grocery shopping. But grocery shopping is just so darn overwhelming sometimes. I just can't. No time from writing my Ami Magazine article, from myself, Mrs. Kosher Guru, in the Kosher Guru Test Kitchen, creating various recipes and new recipes for our cookbook that is in the works. From just recording in the studio, this amazing radio show that we do, and all the events and everything that we do. It's hard. So who do we turn to? We turn to Easy Kosher. EasyKosher.com is grocery shopping simplified. They have a great and fantastic software platform that really streamlines your grocery shopping. You put in your zip code, you put in your account, you see where you're located, you choose a supermarket you want, you click, 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 put it into your shopping cart, check out, it gets put into a basket, and you're sent a tracking device where you can track the delivery driver that comes to you to the second he shows up. And you know, boom, it's there, been delivered. It is great. Great, great experience. Great platform, great program. I really, really recommend and love the guys over at Easy Kosher. They've been making shopping so much fun and really have simplified grocery shopping. So check them out. Tell them I sent you. Also want to put in right now, I've been having a lot of, it's that time of season again, it's event season, and I've been having a lot of schools, organizations, events reaching out to me to host, to MC, to be part of your upcoming events. I would love to. Yes, we look and try and get back and look at every event differently. Please email me at guru@thekosherguru.com. We'd love to help with your event to make it a success, because of course having the Kosher Guru makes it royal, and of course you want to have kosher royalty at your event, none other than the one himself, the Guru. So email guru@thekosherguru, and we'd love to be part of and help with your event, whether it just be marketing, MCing, hosting, whatever it is you need, help you planning. So many events coming up from Miami to California, Chicago, Toronto, a lot in New York. Can't forget the Havana Grilla Southern Philadelphia Barbecue Competition that's coming up in August. I'll be emceeing that event. After this year's Brisket King Championship that went to Shirley Edelman of Izzy's Barbecue. Super excited for that. And after attending Mendel Siegel's class, his barbecue competition class that he gave. Want to see all the people who were there compete, and hopefully we'll have some great new winners this year at the Havana Grilla barbecue competition. Make sure you do check them out on the internet. Get your tickets now. They will sell out. I know it's a large event. There's a bull riding. There's cool klezmer music. There's a scotch tasting, a beer tasting. So many cool events that are going to be going on there. Craft and fair show. My good friend Stuart Gordon is doing a fabulous job at putting this all together with his committee, and I'm really looking forward to it. So if you'd like me to be at any one of your events coming up, or host it, or be a partake in any which way, and also remember that I do host and do Chopped competitions. There's no competition like a Kosher Guru hosted Chopped competition. Great for birthday parties, anniversary parties, office parties, get-togethers, divorce parties, whatever it might be. Email guru at thekosherguru.com, and I would love to help and partake in the event. And anything that we could do, we're here for you. Also, Shavuos is coming up. And yes, the Kosher Guru has an amazing event coming up with Yossi Zablocki of Destinations Kosher Programs. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram, Destinations Kosher Programs. Yossi Zablocki, and it's destinations613.com. Make sure you go to their website, look at all their various events. They have kosher cruises, discounted kosher cruises, all kinds of events and hotel excursions and weekends throughout the world. But right now we're talking about Shavuos 2017 at the Honors Haven Resort and Spa in Ellenville, New York. It's a short distance from New York City and the surrounding tri-state area. You don't have to travel over 5-6 miles and be stuck in traffic. You don't have to take a plane and get airfare tickets to go anywhere. You will have a beautiful Shavuos in a hotel that just almost complete. I think they're still doing stuff every day. A $20 million budget renovation. The grounds are gorgeous. You have the falls. You have so much to do and so much going on over there. It really, really is fantastic to be part of. We are going to have Rabbi Yechiel Lichtenstein as one of our rabbis and guest lecturers. Of course, the Kosher Guru will be there, and we'll see what I'll be talking about. The last time I was there was I gave a lecture on one of my most sought-after lectures, is from Second Avenue Deli to Reserve Cut, how social media changed the kosher restaurant scene. Because when you are, you know, the kosher guru, you're not only the guru, you're the restaurant guru, the kosher restaurant man, and everyone has so many questions. It was really a great lecture, interactive at the end with a big Q&A. So many people from so many generations, young to old, were asking so many different questions, and it was a great, great lecture, and was a lot of fun, and it was great. So hopefully we'll see you at Honors Haven for Shavuos. Join me, join Destinations, join Yossi Zablocki, and have a great time with us, and enjoy. Grilling season. It's been beautiful out in the New York area, wherever you are listening. Hopefully you're having beautiful weather there also. But it's been amazing. It really, really has. It's been amazing. And that's why I've been ordering the most fantastic meats from Grow and Behold. Holy Cow's where I get my sausages from. But Grow and Behold are the finest cuts of meat. The way they treat the animals, their sustainability, the way they treat their workers, the way they do everything. Anna and Naftali Hanau of Grow and Behold are amazing, amazing people. Check out growandbehold.com under the star can. They also have Beit Yosef Shechita as well. Make sure, of course, you tell them that the Kosher Guru sent you. They always love when I send all my friends and all of Guru Nation over there. They have so many different cuts, from lamb to veal. Their duck, oh, they have duck quarters. You get dark meat, white meat. It's amazing. You got to go check it out. They also have chicken and turkeys and their steaks. My son loves their skirt steaks. Their skirt steaks are just the most phenomenal, phenomenal skirt steaks that I have ever had, and I hope that you get it. Also playing around in the kitchen, we're going to talk about real quick two great products that I received and had the pleasure of, we'll call it, testing and trying this week that were fantastic. A tomato sauce, and it was like homemade tomato sauce from Tuscanini. Tuscanini's beautiful tomato sauce. It was like 40 ripened Italian tomatoes in one jar. How they did it, I don't know. It tasted like the freshest homemade tomato sauce. It is fantastic. So if you're out on the shelves, take a look for my Tuscanini, well, not mine, hopefully yours as well, but now it's on my shelf and in my cupboard, the Tuscanini marinara tomato sauce. Fantastic, delicious. As well as Dynasty has now on the shelves surimi cakes. You've heard of crab cakes, you heard of tuna cakes, you heard of all kinds of other cakes, from sponge cake to anything. But here now, I know Shavuos love cheesecakes, but these are surimi cakes. Delicious, individual. It's a retail package. You can find it in your freezer section from Dynasty. The surimi cakes are fantastic. I've been eating them for dinner with some spicy, homemade spicy mayo on the side. It's fantastic. It's excellent. I love them. Check out the Dynasty products. These are actually distributed by my good friends over at Quality Frozen Foods. My good friends at Quality Frozen Foods do a great job at manufacturing and distributing so many great products on the kosher markets, from the Chopsies line to Dynasty to Aufschnitt to so many others. They really are amazing. Noam's Gourmet. I could go on and on, but these guys are really amazing. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in again to The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. I hope everyone has an amazing week. Until next week, Shabbat Shalom, because I'm not going to talk to you before Shabbos. Yom Huledet Sameach, Medinat Eretz Yisrael, Yom Hatzmaut. Happy birthday, Israel. Thank you for all for tuning in. Make sure to email guru@thekosherguru.com with all of your questions and any help that you need. Be well. Peace out.